Hello, Pastor Schaefer here. It is Thursday morning, and we're having our podcast. I have a few things to say here before we get started. Last night I met with the guys when we had prayer, before we had prayer, and we discussed opening up the church on this coming Sunday at 11. Now, I will be there doing a podcast anyway. So anyone who would like to come to church this Sunday at 11 is certainly welcome. It's not a requirement. We're not going to judge you if you're not comfortable being there. We're also asking that if you're not feeling well, please do not come, because we don't want to spread this virus. Now, the governor had some things to say today about churches, and so we need to be very careful. We can have church, but we have to be careful in what we do. So we're requiring that everyone who comes to the church on Sunday at 11 wear a mask. If you don't have a mask, we have masks. Bonnie has provided us with some masks that we can give people at the door if they don't have one. Also, you know, those masks will need to be worn the entire time. I'll be wearing one the entire time. And we have hand sanitizer. We're going to require that people sanitize their hands on the way in. And they're going to have to maintain the 6-foot distance at least between one another. Now, during the service, we will have music, but it'll be instrumental only. There will not be any singing, because that just pushes, you know, germs out. So, you know, no singing. Now, Mrs. Adams will be there. She'll be playing the piano, so that's how we'll handle the music. It'll be instrumental only. When I preach, I will do it with my mask on, because I'm no different than anyone else. We will not have nursery right now, because we just can't handle children, because it's really hard to maintain distance with them, and also you have the whole mask issue with children. So no nursery. Doesn't mean children can't come. They can come, but they've got to be with their parents or whatever, and they have to wear a mask. And I'm going to try to do better on the live stream with the sound. I'm working on it. I'm hoping that I don't have to go out and buy some kind of special microphone. I'm going to try to get my iPhone a lot closer this time, and we'll see how that works. So I think that's everything I wanted to mention, pretty much. So we'll start off with Sunday morning service this coming Sunday at 11. And then we'll have prayer meeting on Wednesday, but we'll do the same thing, maintain our distance and all that. Probably won't be any music on Wednesday. And then next week, we'll add in the evening service, but we will not add Sunday school, because we have that break in between where we have food, and that's something we just can't do. So we won't be having any food, we won't be having potluck or any of that for now. So for a while, it's going to be Sunday morning, Sunday night, and prayer meeting. And I will live stream those services, and we'll see how it goes. So that's the plan. Also, I wanted to mention that so far, Deborah's family have not made any plans about services for Deborah or her dad, who have gone to be with the Lord. They want to wait until this whole virus thing passes. I have been in contact with them. I talked with her husband. I've been checking up on him every couple days. I want to make sure he's doing okay. He tells me that he's going to be in church, not this Sunday, but the following Sunday. We also have a man who called and says he'll be in church this Sunday. So that's a blessing. So we'll have a visitor, hopefully. Okay, as we go to God's Word today, I have some verses on how God provides our needs, because He does that. He knows what our needs are. He supplies them. I know in my own life, every need has been supplied for me, always. There was a time when we had a church in Vermont, and we left, and we were in extreme dire straits financially, extreme debt and all that. And I'll tell you what, God took care of us. I remember during that time, I raided the kid's piggy bank. That is literally the only money we had, was what was in that piggy bank. And let me tell you, we never went hungry. We paid every bill. It was miraculous what God did. And I'll have to tell you, that God has always supplied our needs. Well, let's look at some of these verses. Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. So God has all these riches in glory that he can draw upon. He supplies our needs according to his riches. That's an amazing verse. Psalm 23, verse 1, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. If you're a believer, then yes, the Lord is your shepherd. And you don't have to worry. You're not going to want, you're not going to lack. Philippians 4, verses 6 and 7, we often use these verses in other connections. But it does talk about our needs. It says, be careful for nothing. In other words, don't worry about having your needs met. God will provide those. Be careful for nothing. But in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Okay, Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 and 26, the Lord Jesus here speaking. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor yet for your body what you shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are you not much better than they? It's a great passage. We're not to worry about our life, food, drink, not to worry about our bodies, about you know, clothes. And then he mentions how he takes care of the birds completely, and how we are much better than birds, he says. And so God takes care of our needs. All right, let's look in Genesis 9 and verse 3, way back early in the Bible. This is after the flood, when the animals were now available for food. He says, every moving thing that liveth shall be meat or food for you. Even as the green herb have I given you all things. So previous to that, all the fruits and vegetables were available to eat. And then after the flood, the animals were too. And so God provided for Noah and his family after the flood. All right, Psalm 104, verse 14. He causeth the grass to grow for the cattle, and herb for the service of man, that he may bring forth food out of the earth. God provides grass, herb, plants. Hebrews 4:16. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. So if there is a need, we can go to the Lord and ask him to provide for us, which he will do. 2 Corinthians 9:8. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye, always having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. So God is able to make things abound toward us. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 8, second part of the verse. For your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before ye ask him. So God knows everything. He knows our needs before we even know what they are ourselves. And finally, in 1 Peter 5, verses 6 and 7, humble yourselves therefore under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. He cares for us. He provides for our needs. And so, during this time of the COVID crisis, we may have some needs. Maybe groceries, maybe financial, whatever it may be. God will provide those needs. He's a God that takes care of us. He takes care of his children. After all, we are God's children if we know him as our Savior. And just as in an earthly family, the Father takes care of his family, our Heavenly Father takes care of us. He cares for our needs. All right, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for caring for our needs. And we do have various types of needs, Lord, as believers. But you're there, Lord, to take care of every single one. Thank you for supplying the needs of my wife and I. And not just material things, not just money, not just a roof over our head. But Lord, you have given us grace. A lot of difficult things have happened over the last few weeks with folks dying and different things that have happened. But you have given us the grace and the strength to get through those things. You provided for our needs in that way. And I thank you so much, Lord. I haven't lost my mind. I'm not worried. I'm not upset. These things have just sort of bounced off. And that's only by God's grace. It's only by God's grace, Lord, that you have done this. And I thank you for it. Lord, I pray for our church. I pray as we open that you would give us wisdom. We pray that things would go really smoothly on Sunday and that the live stream would be better, that the audio would be better. We'd be able to solve that problem. Lord, we ask for your blessing now on the rest of the day, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, God bless you all, and I'll be talking to you tomorrow. Goodbye.